Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. You are so welcome, everybody, to Power with God Prayers. Amen. God bless you for coming. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Today, we're just positioning ourselves in the place that God has allocated us. Amen. We're not looking ourselves in the eyes of our circumstances. We're looking ourselves in the eyes of the Father, where He has placed us, who He has called us to be, where He has positioned us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just step in worship as we always do. Let's go before the throne of our Father just to worship Him. Just to worship Him. Yes, we worship You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just surrender. Just give it all to Him. Say, Lord, I surrender. I give my every day to You. I give my every moment to You. I give this time to You. I have set it apart because it's for me and You. I come to encounter the God of all my days. I come to Daddy. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God, like a rushing wind, like a mighty flame, Lord, just have Your way. Have Your way, God. Have Your way. Yes, kenderi ati shatari vasikeya. Have Your way in me. Have Your way in me. Have Your way in Your people, Lord. Have Your way in Your daughters and Your sons that have gathered here, Lord. Have Your way in their lives. Have Your way in their lives. Have Your way in every life here. God, I worship You. I thank You, Lord, because You are here. You are showing Yourself strong. You're showing Yourself mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like a mighty wind, like a mighty storm. He is flowing in your home. He's flowing in your heart. He's moving mightily. Say, Lord, You're moving mightily. Like a rushing wind, like a mighty storm. Have Your way in me. Tell him to have His way in you. Tell Him to have His way in you. Tell Him to be glorified in this moment. Lord, have Your way. Have Your way, God. We thank You that You are doing mighty things within us. We thank You that You have called us and set us apart for this moment. Yes, we come in faith. We come in faith to honor You. We come in faith to glorify You, God. Just speak in your heavenly language. Just worship Him in your heavenly language. Let's just spend this moment going higher, positioned in the Father, positioned in the Son. In our seated position is where we come today. We come in that consciousness by faith. We step into our seated position in heavenly places with the Father. Father, we worship You. Thank You for this moment. We glorify You. We glorify You for our positioning, Lord. We thank You because You are our Father and You love us so much. We thank You because You are our King and You rule and reign over us. You rule and reign over all our affairs, Lord. You are in all of it. And so we just want to thank You today. We just want to bless You for what You are doing. God, I thank You. God, I bless You, Lord, for everyone here, Lord. I thank You, Lord, because Your face is shining upon them. Your face is upon them, Lord. I thank You because, Lord, You're causing them in this moment to begin to view themselves in Your eyes, Lord, in Your perspective, how You see them, how You hold them, how You treasure them. Lord, I thank You, Lord Jesus, because for that one right now that has chosen this moment to say, God, it is me and You. I thank You, Father, because You honor her. You honor him in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just come in that place of worship, in that place of honor. We thank You, God. We thank You because You're here with the power to heal. You're here with the power to forgive. You're here with the power to deliver. Amen. We just worship You. We honor You. We submit to Your higher authority. We submit to Your higher rule, to Your domain, to Your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we submit to all that You are. Lord, I just decree that your blessings are flowing in that home now. Say, Lord, I commit to you. I commit to stand in you against all the chaos that comes at me, against everything else that is thrown towards me, everything that the enemy has thrown towards me. God, today I commit into a new existence with you. I commit to positioning myself in the place that you have placed me, not in the place that any man has placed me, but in you, inside of you. You know, the Lord Jesus said something incredible. He said something incredible. He talked about a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. It's set on the hill. He said, you are like a city that is set on the hill. You cannot be hidden. Amen. God is placing you in a place of visibility this year. He's positioning you in a place of breakthrough, in a place of authority, in a place where your light is shining so bright. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said that no man lights a candle and puts it in a basket. Because guess what? When you put it in a basket, there's just glimpses of light that begin to reflect. But this time around, people will not light you. Your candle will be placed on a lampstand. Jesus has placed you on a lampstand in his kingdom upon the earth to reflect him. He has placed you in a place of visibility and effectiveness. How are you effective? Because the light that you reflect makes a pathway for others to walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Others begin to walk in that light that you have become because you are placed on the lampstand. In both cases, you see Jesus say that you are placed on something. He places you on higher ground. You know that song that says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By grace on heaven's table land, where love and joy and light abound. Lord, place my feet on higher ground. So he's placed you on higher ground and you're effective. You know, as you walk through this life in this year, you are walking in a place of positioning on a higher level. And as you begin to see from his higher perspective of you, you will begin to see things aligned. So Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree an alignment for this beloved one, alignment in their life, in their thought processes, in their careers. Lord, in their hearts, Lord, in their daily operations, Lord, we decree an alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that the Father is aligning you, he's positioning you upon that lampstand, up on a hill. You know, it's not just a city that can be viewed from any place. No, it's on an elevated position. I decree that the Father is elevating you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that you are moving into a point of elevation where your joy is elevated, your peace is elevated, your glory is elevated in the mighty name of Jesus. You are walking in a new way. You are walking in a new destiny. You know how the Lord saw Gideon, and Gideon just perceived himself as a castaway, and the Lord spoke to him in the way that he knew Gideon was. He said, man of valor. I see men and women of valor here in the mighty name of Jesus. That is where the Lord has positioned you. And today he chooses to address you as such in the mighty name of Jesus. As a city, you are secure because the Lord dwells within you. You are a light. That God himself is light. With him, there's no shadow of turning. There's no trace of darkness in your Father. And he dwells within this city. Therefore, you are secure. Therefore, you are strong. Therefore, you will not be shaken. Therefore, you illuminate the glory of God wherever you go, whatever you do. This year, you're going to get a lot of illumination on issues that you kind of put at the back burner because you didn't feel you were worth it. The Lord is elevating you to begin to see in His eyes your worth before Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, Father, I see that elevation in every aspect of my life. I stand in a position where you have placed me, Father. In the eco to senterebo shukoreba ye senterebo. Maye kendiri konturema shinterebo sukotoreba. Nere mama sunto yipa shantere koso toreba ye kerebo. Mashike Lord, I just ask that your glory will go upon that one right now. I thank you because you're moving through the airways. You're bringing forth breakthroughs and healings, Lord. You're bringing forth, Lord, a new positioning, Lord. You are elevating your children. Eke senterebo. In a place to reflect light, in a place to reflect your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, even at the transfiguration, what happened? Jesus took his disciples to a mountain. Every time you see, it's not in a desert, it's not in a wilderness. There could be so many places, but there's this thing about being in an elevated place that he wants to bring you into. And it was in that position of elevation that the light of God began to transform him and he became transfigured. Today, the Lord is placing you in an elevated position. He's transfiguring you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a light bearer. You are a shining one. You shine bright like the stars. There is no limit to your influence in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no limit to your influence in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to declare. Christ, I stand in my place of positioning, in my elevated position, and I decree that you are enlarging my territory, that my cost is enlarged. The Lord says he will make your nursing fathers and nursing mothers queens and kings. That's the Lord's decree for you this year. Regardless of what is happening around, he wants you to look through his eyes and begin to see from this higher perspective. He's always placed you there. You are seated. You are seated high and lifted up in heavenly places in the seat of Jesus. So when he sees you, he sees Jesus. Hey, Tony Baba, he said that you are Jesus on the face of the earth. So every situation will bow, because you know what? You are the one at the top. Every situation will bow. You are at the top and everything else cowers down beneath you. You are the place of authority. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, every mindset, every limitation, everything that has created a lie that you have bought into, today we pull down that kingdom of lies. We place it in its position because you are on a higher platform today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are on a higher platform where the Father has placed you. Your family is on the platform where the Father has placed you, and things are beginning to change for you until you see it, until you see it in your heart. Until you see it from the Father's perspective, then you can have it. Then you can have it. Kentenebo, you're already there. You're already there. Everything in your mind, in your body, everything in your life comes into alignment right now with your seated position. The Father has called you higher. Jesus Christ has decreed that so shall your light shine upon all men. So shall your light shine that men will see your good deeds and glorify the Father. So that men will see your healing and glorify the Father. So that men will see your promotion and glorify the Father. So that men will see your walk with the Father. The intimacy you exhibit with the Father, and the glory of God will be illuminated in your own path as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a shining one. You bring light into your circumstances. In the mighty name of Jesus, that situation that has cost you sleepless nights, it is beneath you. It comes beneath you because Jesus has placed you on a higher platform. So just surrender. Just surrender. Just say, Father, I let go of every notions, preconceived notions I've had about myself. I let go of all of that. I let go of all of that right now. Where I have thought that this all surmise, that this I'm beginning to notice the symptoms. You're beginning to notice some symptoms and you think it's your reality. Don't believe that lie. Come into agreement with truth. You are above it. You are above that infirmity. You are above that sickness. That thing that's trying to shut down the glory of God on your life. That thing that is trying to shut off the power of God moving in your life and being a light for others to walk through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pull it down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pull it down. You're looking to God to give you opportunities to get a property. In the mighty name of Jesus, the favor of God goes before you. The favor of God is behind you. The favor of God is all around you. You are all covered. You are all upheld. Upheld because God dwells in your city. Just begin to decree that, Lord, you have positioned me for this truth, and I hold on to your truth. Let every other thing be a lie. Let every other man be a lie. Let whatever I've been told, wherever I've been placed, whatever category I've been placed by the elements of this world, by the principalities and powers that try to dictate who I am. Lord, today I begin to lose my agreements with those things, with those positions. I begin to position myself in the place that you have positioned me. My children, I a city set on the hill. They cannot be hidden. I am not in a basket where my light only spreads maybe once in a lifetime or once in a month or once in a year. No, I am set on a lampstand. Say, Father, I am upon the lampstand and I shine your light. Yes, I shine your light. I shine your light so that everyone around me begins to walk in this light. I shine it for your glory. I shine it for your kingdom. I shine it for your dominion. So that wherever you are, the powers of darkness must bow. Failure must bow. In the mighty name of Jesus, every confusion must bow. You have stayed confused because you didn't know. You didn't know that there's a place. There is a place where you are positioned by God. Where everything around you is acting in opposition to that place. But now you know you are on a lampstand. And you know what? You are victorious. This COVID is broken. Its power is broken off of you. You see, as you triumph over this COVID, as you triumph over this infirmity that you're going through, the light you walk in will be a light for others around you to also be victorious. You see, your victory creates victory for so many others as you walk through that bereavement, as you walk through that pain, as you walk through that stronghold, and you set yourself as a city on the hill, as you set yourself as a lamp, as a light upon the lampstand. I am telling you, your victory in walking through this pain and this sorrow and this bereavement and this loss, your victory becomes a victory for those around you because you are a light. You are a light that shines for others to see their way through it. For others to see their way out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. For others to see that there's hope. You are a hope bringer. You bring hope. You bring joy. You bring light. You bring laughter. You bring the glory of God into every situation. Continue to seek his face. Continue to seek his face and seek his truth. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of a king which you are. You are a royal priesthood. A chosen generation, therefore it is your glory to begin to seek out truth, to begin to seek out that which the Father has concealed. You see, your Father is glorified when he concealed it. But as a king, you are revealed. You reveal the kingdom of God as you search it out. So today you are searching out truth and embracing truth because you are a city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. You are victorious against
against that opposition, that court case. You are a winner over that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, the accuser that comes against you will flee a million ways because it cannot even attain to the heights that the Father has placed you. It cannot attain, it cannot level up. It cannot level up to where you are. Look above, stand above, sit above, and begin to look down, begin to trample. Say in the mighty name of Jesus, you can rise up now and say, I trample upon this opposition that has come against me. I trample upon this darkness that seems to overwhelm me. I trample upon it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He's given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the works of darkness. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. They can't level up. You are seated. You are seated above. You shine the light of the glory of God. Your children are shining the light of the glory of God in their various positions in the mighty name of Jesus. I see God opening doors for you to get a property. I see you coming out of that oxygen that you've been placed in. That mask is pulled out because the breath of God is flowing within you in this position in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because your promises are true, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because this one has held on today, knowing that you hear them when they call, Lord. It's a promise, Lord. It's a promise. You say you hear us when we call. And I thank you, Father, because, Lord, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them, Lord. In the midst of us right now, you sit. You sit in this elevated position, and we sit there with you. We are not just a city among cities. You are not a city amidst cities. You are a city on the hill. You are a city on the hill. You are not just in a crowd of light amongst light. No. You are the light that is placed upon a lampstand. So that others will see your shining, your radiation through the circumstances. And they will also walk through it. They will also be conquerors. They will also be victors. They will also be called the shining ones. They will also be the illuminaries, Lord. There will be illuminaries. I decree that you are an illuminary in the face of the earth. You cause the earth to shine. You cause your family to shine. You cause your workplace to shine. You are just such a breath of fresh air. You are such a bubble of joy, just a burst of light in the mighty name of Jesus. You are walking in excellence, but you are walking in such breakthrough. You are a joy to be around with in the mighty name of Jesus. You are walking in such healing. Hescoto, your testimony is great. Your testimony is great. Your healing comes speedily. Oh my God, your healing comes speedily. Just begin to embrace and say, Father, I thank you. As a seed is set on the hill, I thank you. Kanderebo shutoreba. Nesken terebobo son torebaba shinteye keseke. As a seed is set on the hill, Lord, I thank you. You are the light of the world. The seed is set on the hill cannot be hidden. Not do men light the lamp and put it in a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. You are the house of God. You are the light of God upon that lampstand. I decree that you are shining. Begin to step up in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a beacon of light. There's a deliberate call upon your life, and I begin to release that call to be effective as you come into alignment with it. Say, Father, I choose to agree with you right now. Say, Father, I choose to reflect your light in all my ways right now. Escontore baba shiterebo sontore baba shiketerebo. Mashenderemo sontore baba shiketerebo. Meshketerebo, I decree that you are expressing God in your health. You are expressing God in your mind. You are expressing God in your finances. In the mighty name of Jesus, financial breakthrough is your portion, even in this season. There's no casting down. You will not cast your young. That miscarriage has met its match in Jesus Christ. That miscarriage is no longer going to come to you again. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are having your child to full term. You are carrying your child to full term. Lay your hand on your heart. Lay your hand on your heart. Say, Father, my heart is positioned into a place of authority, into a place of light, into a place of glory. So it's gonna beat for your glory. It's gonna beat for your kingdom. I decree that the seven spirits of God are upholding you. They are upholding you, are positioning you in a place to reflect the glory of God, to empower you in the mighty name of Jesus, to reveal you in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that you are in a year where you just walk in that position in every aspect of your life. You are in a year where others enter into a great positioning with God because you have entered. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed. The Lord is within your city. The Lord is within you. The Lord is seated and glorified in your being. You are not alone. You do not walk alone. So embrace this truth. Embrace his light. In the mighty name of Jesus, embrace his glory upon your life. Embrace his calling upon your life. Psalm 46 verse 5 says, God is in the midst of his city, secure and never shaken. At daybreak, his help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. In the mighty name of Jesus, therefore, you are secure. You are secure. You are not shaken. In the mighty name of Jesus, just go forth and have a blessed, blessed season. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. Have an awesome day. Do not be shaken by the things around. God is within your city. Upon that hill that you stand, God is seated within you. You are secure in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you now. I love you so much. Thank you for joining us. You are so blessed. You are so anointed. God bless you now. Go and shine for that light. Okay, bye now. Bye.
We are delighted to see you thrive as a spirit being, worshiping God in spirit and truth, one who is one spirit with God, the Father of all spirits. You can follow us at Spirit Talks with Nadia on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like our content, we would appreciate your feedbacks. Please leave us some reviews or comments on any of our social media handles. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, so you immediately get notifications every time we upload a new episode. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us into the Father's kingdom.